Hey, boys, how was dinner?
Oh, let's just say when I picked my lobster out of the tank, I had no idea he was in for a better evening than I was.
What happened?
Well, it started out well enough. First, they seated us at a superb table, certainly better than the one next to us. At which, unfortunately, they sat Daphne and Donnie.
Oh, jeez.
Being very affectionate, of course. Whispering, laughing, holding hands.
This is a place where people were trying to eat.
Well, in an attempt to make things better, I suggested that Niles and I switch seats so that he could face the other table. Fortunately, moments later, they seated Maris there with her new boyfriend. Also being affectionate.
Grooming each other like spider monkeys. She was deliberately taunting me, playing the same coquettish games we used to play in restaurants, batting her eyes and coyly hiding behind her breadstick. And then to top it all off, the pouy-fouissé we ordered was a grave disappointment.
Yes, well, I urged him to send it back, but no, he didn't want to create a scene in front of Daphne.
No, not that she would even noticed. The way Donnie was feeding her forkfuls of risotto as if she'd lost her arms instead of her mind. What is she doing with him?
Well, some days it doesn't pay to get out of bed.
Well, at the Shangri-La, the highlight of my day is getting out of bed so I can slam it back up into the wall.
How long are you going to stay there? You can afford to go back to the Montana now, can't you?
Yes, but thanks to Frasier, there's a tenant living there.
May I remind you that you begged me to find you a sublet? Someone austere and dignified enough not to offend your starchy neighbors?
Frasier, I'm not trying to blame you. It's just my whole world is crashing down around me, and I want to go home.
Well, I'm sorry, Niles. He's still got 2 months left on his sublet.
Can't you give him a call and lean on him a little
Dad,
bit?
Dad, the man has a lease. I can't very well call him up and ask him to move out.
Hey, hi, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
How's dinner?
It was wonderful. You should have come over and joined us.
Oh, well, you looked like you had enough to contend with, but with your table's fork shortage.
Donnie takes such good care of me. You know, after you left, I made the tiniest comment about not liking the poulet fousse, and he sent it back. That snooty wine steward argued with him, but Donnie made a bit of a scene with the owner, and the next thing you knew, our entire meal was on the house. I've never been prouder of him.
Frasier, I want to go home.
I'll call Dr. McCloudy.
Dr. Crane, you're back.
Yes, Mrs. Latimer. Fortunately, my sublet was able to move out early.
I trust your tour was a success?
A triumph.
Good. Take care. Mm-hmm.
Tour?
I could hardly let these people know where I was living. I told them I was on a lecture tour of Africa so they wouldn't try to contact me.
Ah. No, Niles, maybe he isn't here. Maybe we should just let ourselves in.
Right, all right. I'm home. Oh, I can already feel the last 4 months dropping away.
Yes, soon Africa will be just a memory.
I just want to close my eyes and savor the serenity. What the hell is that?
It's Dr. McCloudy. What are you doing?
Oh, that was a ball change leading to a riff drop. You gotta lick it and stick it.
When did you take up tap dancing?
Oh, years ago. I figured if I didn't dance, I'd go crazy.
I'm not sure he caught it in time.
Tell me about it. Why those bunch of sourpusses? Why all they do is complain. Sunshine Ring.
Oh, well, look who it is. It's the tenants board come to welcome me home. Carol and Alfred Larkin. You remember my brother, Frasier. Oh, and Mr. Probst.
See here, Crane. We abhor noise in this building.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
And what do you call that?
I believe that was lick it and stick it.
This
This has been going on for months. We would have contacted you if we'd known how to.
Well, I'm sorry, but Dr. McCowrie's moving out.
I'm afraid the board is leaning towards rescinding your lease.
What? Why?
Because you're a menace, Crane. You always have been.
You have something of a reputation in this building. What with all the raucous parties you've hosted.
I'm not a well man. I have a serious heart problem. And I demand quiet. We all do.
Well, Mr. Probst, I assure you...
We're having a board meeting tomorrow evening in which we intend to discuss your situation, and if I were you, I wouldn't plan on unpacking.
So nice seeing you again.
It was good of you to go to all this trouble for your brother, Dr. Crane.
Yes, well, in a way, I felt responsible.
Oh, really? I don't know why, just because you sublet my apartment to Bojangles the Loon.
Oh, I'll get it.
Miles, will you relax? Please give me that.
Oh, relax. How can I? In an hour, these people could vote me right out of my home.
Which they won't do if you show them a good time at this little reception. A couple of drinks, some food, some witty conversation. They'll realize what an asset you are to this building.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hey, Ross. Oh,
hi, Ross.
Great party, Niles. I was a little surprised to get your last-minute invitation. You're not trying to set me up with anybody, are you?
Don't be ridiculous.
Good.
You're here because the caterer canceled. Now, listen. I need you to open the wine, cut up some limes, and hang up this coat.
You actually think I am so hard up for a night out that I would spend the evening pushing drinks in God's waiting room?
Ross, please.
You're paying for the babysitter.
All right, Tom.
What am I, the dishwasher?
No, Dad, you were invited because, well, it just wouldn't be a party without you.
That's right.
Although there may be a few women here that are unattached who might just take a shine to an old debonair dog like yourself.
I'm just a piece of meat to you guys, aren't I?
Oh, they got that damn blue earring again. Oh. Thank goodness it didn't fall into the punch bowl. Yes. We don't want someone choking on it, do we?
Although nothing says party like a tracheotomy.
Oh. You must tell us all about your African tour, Dr. Crane.
Yes. Do the local people actually enjoy your lectures?
Well, yes, quite a bit. Except, of course, for the pygmies, most of it went right over their heads. I'll get it. The rest of the board pleased to see you.
Yes. Dr. Crane, while you were on the subcontinent, did you happen to spot any rare African waterfowl?
Just one, but it was already spotted. I'll get it.
Shoo! 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 For God's sake, Niles, will you do something with this damn bird?
Quiet, quiet, quiet. Up there. Here you go. Over here.
Niles sucks.
Boys at the Shangri-La love teaching her things like that. It's so tiring.
Bite me, Niles.
Right back at you. Fraser, please hurry with the hors d'oeuvres. The guests are already hostile toward me. I'm not going to win any points by starving them.
Stuff it, Niles.
Oh, don't tempt me.
Oh, Dr. Crane.
Yes.
Who is that distinguished-looking man over there? I've been trying to catch his eye, but he's far too engrossed in that gardening book.
Well, that is actually my father, Martin. Dad! Don't mind him. He's painfully shy.
Oh, I know just how he feels. I'm a bit of a shrinking violet myself. Martin!
Do you see that obnoxious old lecher?
Well, you're going to have to be a lot more specific.
The one in the blue jacket. I'm about this close to slapping him.
What? That is Mr. Hawkins. He is the vice president of the tenants board.
Well, I don't care who he is. He just pinched me.
Ross, please. The man is 80 and arthritic. How hard can he pinch? Oh, ow! Oh.
It's not working. People are not talking. They're not mixing. Miles, people are pinching.
Miles, stop it. Stop it. The party is just starting. Everything's gonna be just fine. Don't you touch me! Daphne, how are those other... Baby? Oh, dear God.
This bird's dead. How did this happen?
She must have eaten some of the hors d'oeuvres.
You mean the ones I just served to Niles as guests?
You are very welcome.
Oh, Fraser, I am so sorry. I completely overreacted. People really perked up once they saw those appetizers of yours. You know, I think the Niles Crane party curse has finally been laid to rest. What? Will somebody please tell me what happened?
I'm going to let Daphne tell you.
What is it?
I don't mean to alarm you, but there's something wrong with the hors d'oeuvre.
What? How do you know?
A little bird told me.
No! Sorry. I forgot the garnish. I'm just dreadfully embarrassed about this. Give me that. Thank you very much. I'm so sorry. It's just chef's prerogative. Oh, you understand, of course. Ross, for God's sake!
Did you see how it happened? Anything?
Well, I did hear her last words, but I don't think they'd be of much comfort to you.
Oh, God, Niles, I'm so sorry. My God, the mayonnaise must have gone bad, or the crab, or the pate.
Which one did she eat?
I don't know. Daphne, smell her beak. All right.
Niles, are you all right?
I just need a moment.
Oh, Dr. Crane.
That's long enough.
Excuse me, I'm afraid I spilled punch on my dress. I need a towel.
No, you're much better off using, this bread. It's more absorbent.
Really?
Yes, that's why we call it nature's sponge.
All right. It's working.
All right, what do we do now?
Daphne, you get rid of baby. I'll get rid of this tainted food.
Yes, but we still have a room full of hungry guests with nothing to serve them.
Oh, would you look at that? She must have swallowed my earring. That's what killed her.
Oh, that means we don't have to destroy the hors d'oeuvres. Fraser, stop. Are there any left?
Yes, we're in luck. This intrepid little crab puff has survived. Now all I need is a very sharp knife and 16 toothpicks.
Tired of these people. Some lady just handed me a piece of wet bread.
Oh, this party is doomed.
No, Niles, listen. Don't panic. We've got everything we need to make more hors d'oeuvres. All we need is time. You get out there and stall. All right.
Mrs. Latimer, may I get you some punch?
Well, your father went to get me some, but that was quite a while ago.
Oh, please allow me here.
By the way, where is that adorable bird of yours?
She's resting. Travel really takes it out of her.
You didn't take her to Africa, surely.
Well, she has family there. Mr. Probst, having a good time.
Look here, Crane, if you're not going to feed us, we might as well take the vote right now.
No, please.
I mean, you bring the hors d'oeuvres, you take the hors d'oeuvres away. What kind of a game is this you're playing with?
Well, I'm not... Oh, what a good idea. Why don't we all play a game? Anyone have any suggestions?
How about murder? We played it at Irene Warner's party. It was a hoot.
So how do we play?
Well, here. Someone tear off a few slips of paper, and on one of them write the word murderer. Then we'll pass them out, and then everyone hide, and we'll turn out the lights. And then the murderer kills someone, and they lay down on the floor, and then we turn on the lights, and the detective tries to solve the crime.
I'll tell you what, I'll volunteer to play the detective for the first round. Let the mayhem begin.
Oh, Martin, there you are. Come, hide with me. I know a little nook where no one will find us.
Well, this game's a lot scarier than I thought.
All right, turn out the lights. Everyone, hide.
You can't see.
Oh, can I help you, sir?
Yeah, I don't have my glasses. You can tell me what it says on this thing?
It says murderer.
Good. Then you're dead.
This party just gets better and better.
How soon?
I'm going as fast as I can. The first batch should be ready in 5 minutes.
All right. 5 minutes it is. Ready or not? Here I come. My goodness, the foul fiend has struck already. Turn the lights on. Good heavens, he struck twice. That's not really in the rules, is it?
Fraser.
Once dead, you cannot move or speak. Take your cue from Mr. Probst. All right, everyone. Did any of you see anything suspicious? Any
odd behavior.
Why don't you just guess who did it so we can get this thing over with?
Not yet.
This is very intriguing. I think I'm going to have to think about it for 5 minutes or so.
Maybe this game was a bad idea.
No, the fun's just starting. I tell you what, let's turn out the lights again, and we'll let our craven villain ply his dark trade once more.
Are you quite sure those two didn't die of starvation?
That's very funny. Will you just turn out the lights, please? All right, everyone, hide.
Frasier, I have a question.
No, Roz, no talking.
Just tell me, can the murderer commit suicide?
Well, no, Roz, that wouldn't make much sense, would it?
Well, that's what I thought, but Mr. Probst is the one who murdered me.
Oh, was he?
Yes.
Well then, Mr. Probst, I don't think someone is playing by the rules, is he? You see, this way, no one else can get murdered, can they? Mr. Probst?
What is it? What are you doing?
Nothing, Roz, nothing.
Are you taking his pulse?
Trying to. I just can't find one.
Oh, my God, but he fell down. I thought it was part of the game. It didn't even look real.
Okay, it's time to wind the game up. The appetizers are ready. May I say they are delicious? I think this party is finally back on track.
Miles, I'm afraid Mr. Probst has passed on.
What?
Yes, you see, I think that heart condition of his finally caught up with him.
Dead? No, he's sleeping. Old people love to nap. Mr. Probst, time to wake up. Mr. Probst.
Niles, he's gone.
Oh, my God, this is awful. How can this happen?
Shouldn't we notify someone?
Well, who? He was a widower. He had no children. He lived alone in this building for 25 years. Oh, this is so awful. Mr. Probst was right. I am a menace.
No, Niles, this is not your fault.
But it happened at my party. That's all they'll remember. I may as well pack my bags.
I'll tell you what. There's no need for that. I think we can still get him out of here without anybody noticing.
How?
You go find Dad. What? Tell him to call one of his friends at the police department. One of his good friends, all right? I'll handle the rest.
What's the rest?
I'm going to use the game to distract everyone. I will take everyone into the kitchen for questioning, thus drawing their attention from the bodies.
What do you mean, bodies?
Roz.
No.
Get down.
No.
You've got to get back on the floor.
No, wait, in hell.
All right. How's this? I will pay your airfare for that vacation of yours next month.
No way. It's just too creepy. First class?
Business.
Done.
All right, get down. Lie down.
I found Dad hiding from Mrs. Latimer. He called his friend.
Great. All right. I'll start getting everyone in the kitchen.
Wait. Won't they wonder why there hasn't been another murder?
Good point.
Good we move this along.
Quiet. Here. The wagon's on its way. When it gets here, let me deal with it.
All right. Thank you, Dad. I really appreciate it.
Dad, we need one more favor. You are now the killer. Listen, come on. You've got to murder somebody, preferably in the kitchen.
Oh, come on.
You're not going to make somebody lie down on this dirty floor again, are you? Just...
Oh, there you are, Martin. Have you been hiding from me?
Hiding? No. You're just the person I've been looking for.
Oh. All right. Turn on the lights. Everyone. Roz, you okay?
Yeah, it's a carnival down here.
Everyone, there has been another murder in the kitchen. I am ready to solve the crime if you will all join me in the kitchen.
Why can't you solve it right here?
Well, I could, you see, but that wouldn't be proper. You see, the hors d'oeuvres are in there. Come along. All right, everyone. We've got food. Don't touch the crime scene, please. Thank you very much. On your way. Thank you very much.
Hurry, his fingers are getting stiff.
All right, then. Before I determine the identity of the killer, there are a few questions I'd like to ask each of you.
I'll get it.
No, no one leaves until I've solved the crime, except you, Dad. All right, then. I think I shall begin by drawing a diagram of where each of you was standing when the first murder occurred. We have established that Miss Finn was talking with Mr. Larkin in the upstairs hall at 8:14. And he muttered something.
keep looking out there?
I'll ask the questions around here, Mrs. Larkin.
He already told you your father killed Mrs. Latimer. Mrs. Hawkins saw him.
Mrs. Hawkins thought she saw him.
No, Martin did kill me. And he's got a lot to learn about playing gently.
Mrs. Latimer, we have already broken the no eating while dead rule, but we will stand fast on the quiet one.
I'm bored and I'm going home.
No, 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 wait. You can't blame Niles for this because my father is the killer. Yes, the case is closed. Shall we all play another round?
God forbid.
Ah.
Where's Probst?
He just left. He wasn't feeling well.
Yes, I hope he's all right, poor man.
Oh, who cares? I never liked the old coot anyway.
You didn't?
I was planning to vote for you tonight, just to annoy him.
Me too.
Well, why don't we vote right now?
Consider it done. You're in, Crane. Welcome back. Carol, let's get out of here.
Doesn't he have anything stiffer than punch to drink? I don't like looking at dead bodies, much less touching them.
Think he's got a bottle of vodka in the freezer, Roz.
Oh, great.
Thank you so much for this second chance, and I can assure you from now on, this will be the quietest apartment in the Montana.
Oh, my God!
Good night.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.